Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. They're open for pickup.
Whoa, I'm delicious. I went up there and got me some.
Tots.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was a Saturday afternoon. I had some people run up there and get it. Yeah, man. And the hard seltzers now. If you have not had the Funky Buddha hard seltzers, take advantage. I'm falling in love. I'm a beer dude, but the hard seltzers, they stole my
heart. Seltzers are for real good. In fact, you know, I'm friends with one of the founders, Ryan, on Facebook, and he posted over the give us an idea for our next flavor for Funky Buddha hard seltzers, and I wrote cookie dough. I don't know. It's the first thing that popped into my head. I don't know if that would make a good hard seltzer or not, but that's what I was thinking about.
Ask for help, you can't criticize the answers. If you ask,
exactly.
The blood orange is delicious. The guava, You know what? I bet the
key
cookie
lime.
Dough. Oh, key lime, stupid. Huh, yeah. The cookie dough would be off the chain. If Funky Buddha made it, it would be damn delicious.
That's true. That's true. Today, I just Instagrammed you guys. I just sent you guys a direct message on Instagram. I didn't know this, but I was looking on my Instagram. You know, I get the archives. It shows you on this day. Did you know 1 year ago today, this very day, 1 year ago, is when we first started our simulcast on both stations, 790 and 560.
Really? That's pleasant.
It was 1 year ago today. The Hockman Crowder simulcast began. So it was 1 year ago that we started taking all the stations, Papa. So
there you go, Big Lynn. Do your thing, Lynn.
There you go, Len. Come on, Lynn. Lynn and Skin. It's all right. Gotta get to the Dolphins news. So here's a couple bits of Dolphins news, and then I'll give Solana the rest of the headlines. But the Dolphins did announce today, about a half hour ago, they have placed defensive tackle Devon Godshaw on the reserve COVID-19 list. And again, just to reiterate, the reserve list was created for a player who either tests positive for COVID-19 or who has been quarantined after having been in close contact with an infected person or persons. If a player falls into either of these categories, the club is required to immediately place the player on the reserve COVID-19 list. Per agreed-upon NFLPA policy, clubs are not permitted to comment on a player's medical status other than referring to roster status. Clubs may not disclose whether a player is in quarantine or is positive for COVID-19. But Devon Godshaw has been placed on that list today. And then the other Dolphins news is that Albert Wilson has opted out of the season. So now you've had two Dolphins opt-outs, Allen Hurns and Albert Wilson. And by the way, we spoke with Cameron Wolf from ESPN in the 3 o'clock hour. You can use the radio.com rewind feature and go back and listen to that. He was on with us about 3:15 if you want to hear what he says. And he says there's a potential that more guys might opt out by tomorrow's deadline.
And give me 10 seconds on this. First off, the Dolphins are not in a situation like the Saints or the Chiefs or something like that where they can win a championship. I don't have any problem with vets opting out. Now, if these kids start opting out, that's when I have a problem. If Tua, if Robert Hunt, if Igbinoghene, if one of these young dudes opt out, then I'll have a problem. And quickly, on this Devon Godshaw situation, because remember, yesterday, that Clay Ferreira was talking about, I would take advantage of this COVID list. Mm-hmm. Bro, if you're tired of practicing, if you want a couple days off, why wouldn't you come to your coach and say, hey, my cousin came in town and he found out he had COVID. And all you do is get 4, 5, 6 days off. I don't know about this little COVID reserve list because of the fact that you could take advantage of it by just saying, hey, I went to the farmer's market. Somebody there might have had COVID. Give me a couple days off. I want to go fishing. I just think some players, that are manipulative as me would take advantage of this list. I'm not going to lie.
It's certainly possible. The only thing I would say is it's not like they're opting out of two-a-days, though, to do that. I mean, I think these are I just don't think it's that intense right now that you would be at that point.
But, Hawk, it's Dolphin season. And sure. I'm not talking about Miami Dolphins. I'm talking about Mahi in the ocean Dolphin season. If I wanted to go on a fishing trip, all I have to do is go in and say, hey, my cousin came in town and his wife has COVID, and I can get me a week off and I can go on a fishing trip to wherever I want to.
I don't think exactly that, because I think you're tested every day by team physicians at that point.
I know. I mean, but Hawk, if you're in around somebody with COVID, you can't go around your teammates. So
But Hawk, what if they would still send someone? Yeah, no. You wouldn't have to go into the facility or whatnot, but I think that they still have to test you every day.
And that gives me one day off. So test me on Monday. I go fishing on Tuesday. You clear me Wednesday, and I'm back on Thursday. But that gives me a three-day window to go fishing. You and Clay talked about it, and I don't know if y'all were playing. I would have taken advantage of this situation if I was in the league still. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Well, I don't know. But again, though, I don't know the parameters of it, because you may have to test negative every day for 2 weeks. Like, I don't know if it would be just a couple days off. Like, you may be out for a couple of weeks. I honestly don't know.
And we're not playing for 6 weeks. Now I have 2 weeks of fishing. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
But again, you're still going to be under the team's medical direction, right? I mean, they're still going to be looking to make sure that you're testing negative. But I mean, you've said it a million times. I mean, guys will say, oh, yeah, my back hurts. And, you know, I mean, which you could still say, by the way.
And it does. But think about that. If you go into the facility as a veteran, as a rookie, this is honest, too. Tua and Robert Hunt and all those guys I'm talking about, Hawk, Igbenogany, all the young puppies that we just signed, those guys want to play NFL football. This is their goal. I'll use Ryan Fitzpatrick as an example. But like a guy like Fitzy, who's, 15, 16, 17 years in, I don't need to go to these little workouts.
Right.
Man, let me get me a couple days off. Like, they're not teaching anything special. I can be on Zoom meetings. I want to stay home. And Fitzy has 19 damn kids. How many kids? What he has? I think he has like eight for real.
He's
kids.
Got eight or
like,
nine kids, yeah.
Like, I want to be home with the family. Hey, I have a nose. My nose has been running. Let me get a couple days. Like, players are not dumb enough not to figure out how to work the system. That's my point, Hawk. If you want to work the system, you can work this system.
And speaking of, like, Alan Hearns and Albert Wilson opting out for the season, Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald, he tweeted out this morning, the Dolphins wide receiver room could manage the opt-out of Alan Hearns with players on the roster or perhaps adding a young, unproven talent. Now that Albert Wilson opts out too, the team clearly needs to find experienced free agent to bring in. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that and see who that person might be.
How did you feel about what Cam Wolf said earlier
about
just about that he would say bring in a vet that's not an established vet, just like a Chris Hogan or somebody like that? I think that's a waste of time.
I do think, like, I'm hoping Devontae Parker is what he was last year. So let's say he's your number one receiver. It's nice to have some veteran depth. You know, I've been pointing out that there's so many rookies and free agents, that Alan Hearns, who I think, was he only here half a season maybe? Did he come last season or the season before? Like, regardless, he wasn't here for the longest time, but he's an NFL vet. And having a guy like that is, to me, beneficial in some arena. Albert Wilson's been with the team for a while. I think that was beneficial. So I don't know if you go out and get a real high-profile veteran like a Chad Johnson. Maybe a Chris Hogan is the right answer. But just thinking about who they have, right? They've got Devontae Parker, and they've got Preston Williams. I'm guessing those guys are going to be your 1-2? Am I right on that? Yeah. If they're
they're both 100%.
Healthy? Yeah.
But now throw Ocho Cinco or Josh Gordon in this mix.
Right.
That throws a wrench in the system.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not certain that it's worth it. So I probably go with what you have, or go with a lesser profile vet like a Chris Hogan, Cameron Wolf had to say.
But it's funny, not have anything to do with talent, but have to do with profile. Dez Bryant is not great, but Dez Bryant's going to bring attention to himself. Chris Hogan, nobody's going to talk about. I'm with you. Don't bring in a Josh Gordon. Don't bring in those guys. We were talking about it earlier. Let this ride out. Let this team rebuild and establish their own all-stars. Don't bring in already established all-stars.
What do you got for the headlines there quickly, Solana?
The NBA, they announced it registered zero positive COVID-19 tests in their latest round of testing.
Let's go.
The NCAA's Division III President's Council has canceled.
Wait a second. Did you mention the Panthers yet? That's the biggest story.
I was going to get to it. I was going to get
but
to
it. But wouldn't
the Panthers,
that be the headline? They won a playoff game today. There's going to be a game for Friday. What are you burying the lead for?
I'm not burying the lead. We've been talking about the Panthers all day. The Florida Panthers did win game three. They avoided elimination.
These are the 5 o'clock headlines. Why do you keep showing disrespect to the Panthers?
I never.
We brought Craig Minervini on. We brought Big Dog on earlier. You had the mellow music playing for him. I don't understand why you're disrespecting them. I take it all back.
The Panthers did beat the Islanders 3-2. Almost got the score wrong there. They avoid elimination.
It would have been great. I don't disrespect the Panthers at all. They won 4-3, huh?
They avoid elimination. They'll play game four, looking to tie up that series on Friday at noon.
Friday at noon.
On 560 The Joe, WQAM, your home for the Florida Panthers. The Marlins, they won 4-0 yesterday against the Baltimore Orioles. Pablo Lopez, he threw 5 shutout innings. The Marlins now just kicked off their first game of a doubleheader today versus the Baltimore
Orioles.
They say
kicked off when it comes to baseball games?
Kicked off.
Nope. Yeah. The foot. You don't even use your foot in baseball.
You don't use your foot in football either, let's be honest.
Yeah, you do. Punters,
yes,
kickers.
You do.
Oh,
what are you talking about? There's an actual kickoff. The game starts with an actual kickoff.
Thank you, Hawk.
3% of the game is used with your feet, and it's
called football.
It doesn't
matter. No one says the game when referring to baseball. The game is kicked off.
It's just an expression. Something gets kicked
off. Right, but it's the wrong expression. Raining cats and dogs is an expression. But you don't say it at the start of a baseball game.
The Marlins will play the Orioles in a doubleheader. First game starts at 5:05 p.m. Started a couple minutes ago.
You can play baseball with prosthetic legs.
Why would you say
nubs.
The game starts at 5:05 when it's already 5:13?
Starts a couple minutes ago.
But it's not a couple minutes ago, and it's already started. Why are you saying as it's in the future tense? I'm watching it. I'm watching a Baltimore Oriole at bat. There's one out in the inning.
Game two will start in a couple hours.
Keep rolling, Zalana. That's what I go with, too, man. I love it.
This game has already kicked off.
I think I'm killing it, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're killing it, all right. You are killing it dead.
Might be my best headlines ever. The Heat.
My God.
They beat the Celtics 112-106 yesterday. They move 1.5 games back of the Celtics for the third seed in the East.
1.5 games back?
Oh, I mean,
why would you say they move a game and a half back?
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Who says 1.5 games back?
They improved to 10-4 against the East top 6 teams.
What is going on, Salah?
Somebody texts in, "Hey guys, I just tuned in. What time's the Marlins game tip off?" Yeah, it already tipped off. Already tipped off.
Come on, Salah.
The Heat play the Bucks tomorrow. Kickoff's at 4. Anyways, let me get to what I was saying about the Division III President's Council. They've canceled Division III fall championships, so no fall sports for Division III.
I mean, think about what you were doing there. The Panthers won a playoff game, and you were giving a headline before it about Division III something council something.
I mean, we're downplaying the importance of Division III football now? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
If I'm
yes,
the football
totally.
Insider, yes.
Totally.
Nobody gives a damn about what James Madison is doing this fall. Salana, come on, bro.
I mean,
we celebrated
the Panthers.
What's happening
here? We celebrated the Panthers all day today.
Wait. The Panthers won around 2:45 this afternoon. You're still giving the score from the Heat game, who won almost 24 hours ago.
What a big win for the Heat, though.
You came out of the box this headline and gave the Marlins score from yesterday when their next game is already underway.
Yeah, that game did tip off about 10 minutes ago. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I got to try out Dan Day in this position. I don't know what's happening here with Solana.
Are we opening tryouts or what?
I think we might have to have open tryouts. Hey, Solana, are you thinking about opting out? I'm paying $1.50 if you want to pay. if you want to opt out.
When do I have to let you know about my opt-out decision?
Thursday at 4.
Okay.
Solana, don't be Bubba right. back, sir. Don't you remember they had, they'll just don't be Bubba back, sir.
Finally, guys.
All right.
A mattress review website is looking to hire 5 couples to have sex on a bunch of different mattresses and then review
Sign
how
up.
It went.
Sign me All up. Right. Sign me up.
I was thinking Solana and Dan Day and Jay
Fay. Hell no.
And
My wife, we just got through that 6-week period where you can't do no whoopee. I'm telling you, I'll tear a mattress ass to pieces right now. Sign me up, Solana. Go on the website, put my email. You got all my information. Sign me up.
Speaking of tip-off. All right. You have weather?
Good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey.
All right. Yeah, let's get to something you won't criticize me for. Weather. 88 degrees right now in Miami. Mostly sunny. That rain never formed, which is pretty bizarre.
It didn't form, huh? Interesting.
Didn't form. Yeah. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. Sunset is at 8:03 p.m. in Miami. Currently 70% humidity in the area. That is your weather.
And you missed a good opportunity. Sunset kicks off at 8:03 p.m. tonight. Oh, so close, Solana. You could have ended with a whirling dervish,
I mean,
as we like to say.
Everybody knows what I meant by kickoff there. Every single person listening knew what I meant there.
But nobody in sports says that. There's nobody in sports that would say the Marlins game is kicking off. There's just no one. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. You go back, and I want
Man,
you to
I'm
look
ready
at
to knock,
every...
I'm ready to knock the springs out of a mattress. Now y'all got me thinking. I'm going to kill a mattress right now.
I want you to go back and look at every local sports update in the history of the world and find the anchor that says the baseball game kicks off tonight at 7:15 or whatever it is. All right. Fantastic job, Solana, as always. Mike Inglis is going to join us next, radio voice for the Miami Heat. And we'll talk with him about the Heat's victory and their game tomorrow against the Milwaukee Bucks. Before we get to Mike, I want to talk to you about East Coast Farms and Vegetables. Everyone always, when I talk about them on the air, everyone always texts in. I get tweets sometimes. Have you really gone there? Yes, I have posted pictures on Instagram and Twitter. East Coast Farms and Vegetables, they're in Lake Worth. They're on Lantana Road in Lake Worth. Their doors are open to the public. They never had the doors open to the public before. When the pandemic first started in March, they opened their doors to the public. They're going to continue to be open to the public. East Coast Farms and Vegetables knows during these trying times, we don't always know what's safe, but East Coast Farms and Vegetables will contribute by keeping the facility open to you so that you can buy farm fresh produce in a no contact environment. You don't even leave your car. It's on Lantana Road, Lake Worth. You just pull up. They give you the family box for that day. It's just $10, and then you can order more stuff a la carte if you're interested. So you pull up. You don't get out of your car. So for $10, that day's family box might have butternut squash and pears and peppers and limes and carrots and onions and cucumbers and eggplants. And then you buy a la carte items as you wish. Maybe it's potatoes. Maybe it's peaches. Maybe it's pineapple. East Coast Farms and Vegetables. I am telling you, it is worth the trip to Lantana Road. Best thing is, you get all this great food, strawberries, tomatoes, cantaloupes, watermelon, all picked fresh. It hasn't been sitting on store shelves for days and days and days. Then you have some healthy food in your house during this pandemic. You're not just eating junk food all the time. So you look for East Coast Farms and Vegetables on Facebook or Instagram. That's the easiest way to know what their veggies and fruits are for that particular day. And they open 9:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays. Trust me, you want to experience this. Everyone that goes there raves about it. My wife and I have been back several times since we were. East Coast Farms and Vegetables. They're on Facebook and Instagram or their website, eastcoastfarms.us. They are here. They're here for you. They're here for our neighbors. They're here for the community. They're here for Florida. They are here. They are open. You got to check them out on Facebook and Instagram, East Coast Farms and Vegetables, and then snap me or tweet me a picture after you've been there, Lantana Road in Lake Worth. You will love the food that you bring home from East Coast Farms and Vegetables. All right, we went a little long there, but Solana got us all caught in his vortex. We're going to talk with Mike Inglis, radio voice from the Miami Heat Basketball Network. He is next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Finally, IKEA has shared its recipe to make its Swedish meatballs at home.
Really?
Hawk and Crowder.
What a great song, Solana. I haven't heard this forever. Little Gloria Estefan.
This is where Mace got this song from?
Is that Bad Boy sample from this?
Yeah, makes it's gotta feel good. Be. You yeah. know you make me yeah. feel so good. You know.
Oh,
you
you're right.
Feel
yeah,
so
yeah,
good. That's
yeah.
What
it's
I
just
do.
So much more mellower than this one. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is Gloria Estefan.
So Mace was stealing from Gloria Estefan. See, man, us hip hop fans don't know that, man.
Well,
Gloria
didn't Mace also have Welcome Back? Isn't Welcome Back Mace?
Yes.
That's the Welcome Back Cotter theme from the 70s.
Oh, I got that one. I just didn't know he stole everybody. Mace is Pitbull. Mace just steals songs. Mace and Pitbull are best friends.
Crank this up for a sec, Solana. I haven't heard this in forever. You know this song from Gloria Estefan, Solana?
I'd never heard of it. It was just in the system, and I'm researching now. It's not the only song he samples in Feel So Good. He also samples Hollywood Swingin' from Kool & the Gang.
Oh, from Kool & the Gang. Yeah.
This so is a I great should song. Since I dislike Pitbull from stealing everybody else's hooks,
exactly.
now I gotta dislike Mace. Mace is off my list now.
I mean, Flo Rida does the same thing.
I don't like his ass either.
Every hip hop artist does that though, man. Like,
no, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Every major hip hop artist.
Jay-Z.
Bro, Jay-Z's main producer.
From the Annie musical.
Jay-Z's main producer on what, three albums was Kanye West. He made a career out of taking hooks from soul samples and turning them into hits.
Don't overthink it. Just enjoy the music. That's why I do with Pitbull. I don't think he's the next Beethoven, but man, he can craft a catchy song, even if someone else already made it catchy.
Pitbull is closer to the Beethoven, that big ass dog on the movies, than real Beethoven. Pitbull.
I like Pitbull. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Thank you to our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So catch you up on a couple things here. Right as we were finishing up with Mike Inglis there, Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel tweeted out the Heat's injury report, because they do it around 5:30. Heat injury report. Jimmy Butler is out tomorrow with the foot injury, so he will be missing his second game in a row. Heat play at 4. Jimmy Butler out. Goran Dragic is questionable with the ankle. And I'm watching the Marlins game here. It is 0-0 in the top of the third with Baltimore. And remember, it's a 7-inning game. It's a doubleheader. 2 7-inning games tonight. Marlins have runners on first and second right now with 2 outs. And, of course, the big story is the Panthers winning their do-or-die game today with the New York Islanders. So that goes now to game 4. Islanders lead the series with the Panthers 2-1. It's best of 5 series, and they play Friday at noon once again. So your schedule, just so you know, tomorrow when we begin the show at 2 o'clock, we will be on both stations, 560 WQAM The Joe and 790 The Ticket. And then at 2:45, we will lose our 790 audience. They will go into the Heat pregame show. And you will be able to hear the remainder of our show tomorrow on 560 WQAM only. So there you go. That's your listening schedule. All right. Thank you. Mike Inglis was excellent as always. Cameron Wolf from ESPN and Craig Minervini from Fox Sports Florida. Big dog. He was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Crowder called him big dog. So insensitive.
That's my man. What up, big dog? That's my
big
man.
Big dog. Ridiculous. Mike Tannenbaum joining us tomorrow, Solana?
Mike Tannenbaum is joining us tomorrow, 4 p.m.
All right. Mike Tannenbaum, former Dolphins president, will join us tomorrow, 4 o'clock. That is going to do it for us. Go Marlins. Hope you get 2 tonight. And we will speak with you mañana.
Mind the gap, big dog. Hey, big dog, does this run through Bobrovsky? Chad's mouth is amazing.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.